Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go.
Now, a feature presentation.
Good morning, Vietnam!
Welcome to the Matinee Chat Podcast.
There is a God.
With Kathy Kaiser.
Oh, stewardess, I speak jive.
And Anthony Wise.
Oh, excuse me, Russell, but I believe I requested the hand job.
He's just ignorant.
Stay connected at matineechat.com on Facebook and Twitter at Matinee Chat.
The radio's all yours now.
Matinee Chat Podcast on now.
Welcome back to Matinee Chat. Everybody having a great holiday weekend? We hope so. Here we are, ready to talk about all those fantastic movies out this weekend, right, Anthony?
3-day weekend. We got three movies to talk about. Just go ahead and see one movie a day. Why not?
Well, there you go. Well, if you think that's feasible, might want to spend some family time. I don't know.
I think one movie a day isn't a big of a deal. You're talking about 2 hours. It's not like we're abandoning the family.
Okay, all right.
For Nick Nolte.
Or Robert Redford.
Yeah, I'm always worried about Nick Nolte, though.
Oh, okay.
The Noltonator. Right.
There you go. There you go. So what movie do you want to start with this week, Mr. Anthony?
Well, of the three, Learning to Drive, Transporter, and Walk in the Woods, I think we should start off with Learning to Drive, which seemed like a quirky, innocent, cute movie, which unfortunately I had some fears going in. I thought it was like Miss Daisy 2015, but it wasn't actually.
It was not. It was not. Okay. Actually, the premise behind the movie of Learning to Drive, Patricia Clarkson's character is about to be divorced, totally blindsided by that, and has a chance encounter with Ben Kingsley, who happens to be a driving instructor. Well, she kind of needs him a little bit later on when she realizes that her husband is no longer available to take her everywhere, including a way to visit her daughter at college. So she has to take driving lessons. She's never driven. The concept totally threw me off with the fact that Patricia Clarkson's got to be 50-something and she's never driven. But I guess in New York City, you don't have to.
Nah, I guess not. You just take cabs everywhere or the subway.
There you go.
My grandmother never learned to drive, but she was born in the 20s and rode the bus. Well, in El Salvador, we had drivers everywhere, so we never had to learn to drive in the first place. But when she moved back to the States, so she just took the bus everywhere and never learned to drive. What is it with all these gummers? Like, I feel like I've never heard of this name before. And suddenly, I guess I could assume Meryl Streep had kids, but now she has two daughters that are pretty good actresses.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I just didn't see it coming. I guess I should have. But
they're popping up everywhere.
I wasn't ready for, like, the kids of great actors to also be great actors.
Well, and Grace Gummer is actually in this film playing Patricia Clarkson's daughter. And Mamie and her are apparently everywhere, following in Mama's footsteps, so...
That's
cool. That's good, right?
I'm excited for the family. I didn't know. It's kind of okay. It's like the Sheens. Like, I always knew that Emilio Estevez was Martin Sheen's kid, except he just carried it. Well, I guess both of them have different names. But I don't know. It just blew my mind. That's all.
That they were, well, I mean, when you look at Emilio and Charlie, you wouldn't have put them together anyway, would you?
Only when they stand next to their dad.
Okay.
Yeah, you can see it when they stand next to Michael. Not Michael.
Yeah, well,
Charlie.
Meryl has a couple other siblings, too. You know, Martin. Maybe we'll see them at some point, too. Who knows, right?
Possibly.
Well, and of course, my favorite part of the movie was Ben Kingsley. Who doesn't love Ben in his turban?
Ben's playing, a cool guy. You know. he was in all the Mummy series, right? With what's his name? Encino Man. Nothing.
How about Sylvester Stallone?
No, just the Mummy series.
Oh, the Mummy series. Yeah. I didn't understand what you said.
Oh, okay, yeah, the Mummy series. Who was the main character? The guy.
Oh, gosh. Oh.
Also from Blast from the Past.
Yes, I know. Oh.
Beloved. What is it with Elizabeth Hurley? He was in that one, too.
Yes, yes, yes. And the name is escaping me. This
know,
is terrible.
Gonna,
this
us.
Is terrible.
I keep wanting to say Jason London, but it's not one
no,
of the
no,
London
no,
brothers.
No.
All right, let's get to look it up.
It starts with a B. That's what I got so far.
What you got so far?
I want to say Brett. That's
Brendan Fraser.
Brendan Fraser. Gosh, I knew it started with B. There
that's
you
depressing.
Go.
That's sad. I remember that.
That was really sad. We're sorry, Brendan. We didn't mean to forget your name. Yeah,
we're sorry. All of you listen to the podcast. That we're going to leave this in and have to listen to that. But wow. Okay, so now we know. Anyways, not have to do with the movie at all whatsoever.
There you go. He went off again, and then he caught me on not knowing Brendan Fraser.
But he was in the Scorpion series. As I remember seeing him first. But no, I was a big fan of Ben Kingsley. I think he's a really good actor.
Yeah.
So what
Gandhi. Maybe if you went down that direction, I could have.
I didn't realize he was in Gandhi.
He was Gandhi.
Oh, he was Gandhi.
He was no Gandhi. Kidding?
I guess I have to see that. I like reading Gandhi books more than I watch Hollywood
Gandhi
movies.
Okay, well, you'll have to watch him as Gandhi. But, you know, so he's here in New York City living with, you know, a relative, and he's not married, and his sister ends up finding him a woman. So as Patricia Clarkson's, trying to make her way in the world and learn how to drive, Ben Kingsley's dealing with the issues of
learning
all
how
of
to
a
love.
Sudden, exactly. You
That's
know,
right.
It's an arranged marriage. That's how those things work in India. So they were both coming to terms with things that, you know, we usually
Reality.
Do younger in life, later in life. So that was kind of fun and quirky. And
how did it get to be rated R? Like, I know Transporter's coming out this week, and that's PG-13. How did that movie end up PG-13, but this ended up rated R?
Well, I'm guessing there was a few superlatives dropped periodically. Yeah.
Okay, aggressive mouths.
And Patricia Clarkson maybe tries to make up with her husband, and he still casts her aside. But yeah, you know, there was, you know, some innuendos, some sexual innuendos there.
Okay, all right. Well, would you recommend? Should I rush to the theater? Should I wait till Netflix, or should I just, you know? Maybe another day. Maybe another lifetime.
I'm thinking that this one, you're definitely going to wait and maybe catch it on DVD.
Catch it on DVD?
Yeah.
I think by the time this actually hits DVD, DVDs won't exist.
Do you think?
No, okay. I think everything will be streamed.
Okay, well, all right, then let's stream it when
stream
you see it.
It.
There you go. That'll work.
Catch the full review of Learning to Drive out in theaters now on the matineechat.com website.
Yes. Or catch us on Twitter, too.
Oh, yeah, catch us on Twitter. Well, you can't read the review there, but you can contact us and discuss whether or not you like the movie.
Yeah, exactly. I know we need a little more interaction from all of our listeners. We want to know what you think, too. I can't wait for someone to tell Anthony, where did you get that review of that movie from?
Yeah,
oh, or maybe in my direction, too. You know?
No, it'll probably be me. They'll consider you an angel. Like, who is that buffoon?
No, never, never. He's lots of fun.
It is time for one of the new and fun times of the podcast. Name That Movie Tune. You like that?
Yeah, I like that. That was really good.
Radio push.
That was perfect.
I went to school for that, by the way.
Wow. Well, that's why that was so impressive.
That's why I was so good.
Impressive.
All right. So Name That Movie Tune. We're going to play a little clip of a song from a movie, and you have to answer what movie that is up on this very podcast page on the website, matineechat.com, for your chance to win tickets to go to Chesterfield for dinner and a movie.
Right. Both. Dinner and a movie, both. We're going to pick up the tab for you and your significant other.
Taking care of things, okay? Here is the clip.
I've been playing myself, baby, I don't care.
So what movie was that from, ladies? You got to know this one. They do.
I don't. I've never. I don't even know if I've heard that song ever in my life. So
are we going to give him any hints?
You can. I don't know the song. You picked it out.
Okay.
If you want
okay,
to
that's Beyonce.
Oh, it was Beyonce.
Yeah.
I was at a restaurant one time, and there was a family, and some dad was talking to his kids like, oh, who's that singer I started liking the other day? Beyonce? Oh, she's fantastic. I lost it two tables later, just laughing on the floor. Like, who says Beyonce? But, you know, another
story.
Hey,
that's better than what my husband calls her. He calls her Bouncy.
Bouncy?
Bouncy.
Oh, well, that's a little better than Bouncy. Just answer that question up on the podcast page, matineechat.com, for your chance to win some tickets and a dinner over in Chesterfield. Go see a movie of your choice.
St. Charles Cine.
Warrenburg.
Let us know.
Warrenburg. And the second movie we're going to review today is The Transporter Refueled Sans Statham, which for me is an atrocity. If he didn't want to do it, why go through with making this fourth installment?
Well, that's where I was. You know, if Jason's going to back out on doing it after he did three of them, he is Transporter. Why continue? But of course, we had to go check it out, find out why they continued the little, you know, we got Ed Skrein in the place of Jason Statham.
And I don't know who that is. I know we stumbled across him in Game of Thrones, but I feel like, which is good to have an unknown actor. I enjoy that concept.
Right. You know, if we're going to refuel it, if we're going to re-script it.
He is the Transporter. Because not only was he the Transporter in this, the only reason why the Transporter happened, because he was the Transporter in Italian Night Job.
Mm-hmm.
He was Handsome Rob.
Yes.
And plus he was in Lock, Stock, Two Smoking Barrels. And a bunch of other movies I can't think of right now. But he's a really great actor. So he personified that. It's, you know, you can't just.
Yeah. Right. So I was really surprised when the studio said, okay, Jason doesn't want to do it. Well, go with this unknown character. Okay.
I guess we'll see how the box office responds.
Well, there you go. So, you know,
so wait, let me guess. He's a driver and somebody gets kidnapped and he has to save them. I'm just guessing. I'm just throwing it out there.
I think that's
what happens in the movie.
All right. We don't want to spoil the whole movie, but yeah, maybe his father.
Oh, his father.
His father gets kidnapped by a woman.
Ooh, a lady.
Who is part of the undercover agency that she's been a part of since she was 12, and now she's going out to get them all.
Is this a government or a secret society?
No, secret, bad person.
Kind of like Mission Impossible. Like,
yeah, kind of, yeah.
The syndicate or
the
whatever.
The syndicate. Like, yeah, but we can't use that because this isn't Mission Impossible.
Okay.
But
the syndicato.
There you go. There you go. Some organization like that.
Okay.
So he's going to transport her and her two friends who are also trying to get out of this organization.
Did he maintain the same vehicle the entire time or did he switch cars?
Well, we switched colors of car.
Ooh.
We went from black to dark gray. It was really, yeah.
Okay. Quite the transition there.
Quite the transition in the vehicle there.
Artistically speaking, that's incredible.
There you go. There you go.
And did he get a chance to change girls as much as you change cars or just no?
No.
No, it didn't happen at all.
No, he does. There is a love interest involved, but he doesn't switch love interest throughout the movie.
How honorable.
Dad does.
Oh, well.
There you go. See?
Bob's
got a brand new bag. Can't. That's it. Dad definitely has different love interests throughout the movie. Keep it spiced up. But no.
How old is
Dad? Our transporter doesn't. Well, he's got to be late 50s, early 60s. I don't know. They didn't give his age away. But
I'll go Dad, I guess.
But, you know, fun. He doesn't get kidnapped once. He gets kidnapped twice. I guess we run out of storyline. I don't know.
So should I kidnap a lady friend of mine and go see this
movie? No, absolutely not.
Or should I just kind of like wait till maybe, you know, kidnap her, keep her at home and watch on Netflix is what you're saying I should do.
I actually said, don't waste your time.
Oh, don't waste my time. Oh,
I went, yeah.
All right. So just kidnap her and don't worry about watching
the movie. No, I actually went with one of my girlfriends to see it because somebody like stood me up. I don't know. Anyway, and we definitely laughed at the very end of the movie. It was getting so ridiculous. This isn't your comedy type movie, but we were laughing. So.
Okay. That kind of flick.
Yeah, that kind of flick.
Well, don't rush out of your seats and go to the theaters. I'm not recommending bootleg, but those options are available in the inner cities if you'd like to head
out. We are not recommending that. Maybe you want to stream this one, too.
There you go.
There you go.
Same concept to me.
There you go.
Catch the full review up on the website right now, matineechat.com, for Transporter Refueled San Statham, which is just not the way to go.
I was going
to
say, yeah, end of summer flick, and they should have just not made that film. Anyway. Moving on
to the second game of the podcast.
Say what?
That wasn't bad. For early morning voice, that wasn't bad.
That was very good, especially after Friday night. Yeah.
Right.
Very impressive.
Friday night party. It's for you ladies. All right. It is Say What. So we play a quote from a movie. You have to guess what movie that's from for your chance to win some tickets to the lovely Lincoln Theater on the Ill Side.
That's right. Illinois Side. Historic Lincoln Theater. Here we go.
Here is your clip.
Hey, I know where I've seen you before.
Where?
On Courtney's show on Negro Day. Negro Day is the best. I wish every day were Negro Day.
At our house, it is.
Just the leftover cheesy sitcom laugh at the end. It is. Oh, it's so.
Oh, come on.
50s.
Of course, it was my week, people.
It's
so
your
I
week.
Guess
it's
you're
your
guessing
week.
From, yeah, what was chosen. It's Kathy's week.
Kathy's week.
Hop online at matineechat.com. And on this very podcast page, you can answer the question below. What movie is that from? And of course, since this is a podcast, you can rewind as much as you want, play, and try to figure it out. For your chance, what's your tickets go to the Lincoln Theater? Moving on to the third and final review, the most exciting movie I think we saw this week.
Yeah.
Little expected in terms of how the movie was going to go, even though I've never read the book. But I thought it was cute. I mean, I haven't seen Robert since,
Redford, yes.
It's been a while. I mean, it's not even, there was a movie he did with Brad Pitt where they were reporters. I think that was the last time I saw Robert. So it was good to see him again.
Okay.
And then Nolte. I mean, what more can you say about Nick Nolte? Him and Gary Busey are like the uncles I never had that I kind of wish I did.
Uh-huh.
And spent summers with just to see what kind of bizarre things they would say and like the bizarre things they would dress in.
Uh-huh.
So I was kind of looking forward to this movie, and I don't think it disappointed at all because I didn't have high expectations.
Right.
But I enjoyed it. It was cute.
Okay, well, good. Well, good. I mean,
pay for it, but it was cute.
You're giving away the rating already. Seriously, we got to talk a little bit more about the film.
Don't listen yet.
Yeah, I mean, Robert Redford, you know, he was in so many incredible films. You've been talking about Nick since you saw the trailer. And Emma Thompson was in this film, too.
Yeah, she's always good.
Yeah, she's always really good. You know, Robert Redford, you know, later in life, guys, he's getting older there. He's going to walk the Appalachian Trail the entire length at 70 plus years old. So the giggle for me was when Emma Thompson looked at him like the rest of us did, like, have you lost your mind? Are you really going to be able to do this? You know, and then Nick Nolte being a friend from, you know, years and years and years ago, coming back into his life to follow him on this trek later in life was kind of funny in itself. And I'm telling you, so many plaid shirts on Nick Nolte, I was just getting so much enjoyment.
He was like a lost mountain man. Like Nick Nolte just reemerged from the woods after 40 years and is like, oh, hey, go. I heard you want to walk. Let's go for a walk.
Yeah, let's do it. Yeah, and I kept, you know, and I think I even asked you, like, how bigger than backpacks are trekking with? Because how many changes of clothes does Nick Nolte have in that backpack?
Three shirts a day.
Was that it?
Yes,
yeah, so he was shirt. Three shirts a day. Fantastic. Yeah. But, and I mean, you know, and I, you know, I love Emma Thompson too. I don't think that she actually, you know, got too much play in this movie.
No, there's roles
mostly about Robert and Nick.
Well, two men off in the woods. And, you know, I didn't have this vibe. I was curious to see if it was an older man's Brokeback.
Oh, really?
But it wasn't.
No, it was not.
Which is, you know, it's fine. I was kind of looking forward to it just to see Robert Redford embrace the Nick Nolte. But it was cute. It was really good. The thing I liked the most was the cameos.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a huge fan of REI Dave, also known
as
that's gonna slip me right now.
Nick Offerman.
Nick Offerman. Nick Offerman. Okay. Very good. and the girl who played the walk by hiker with a little attitude and just like, oh, you're not gonna make it. Blah 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 blah.
Well, you gotta have a young woman being, you know,
Kristen Schaal. That is
Caddy,
her name.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes. No. She's
and
she's
who
really
can
good.
Forget Mary Steenburgen?
Would
I love
play?
Mary Steenburgen. She was the lady in the restaurant that was kind of hitting on Robert Redford.
That's right.
And Nick thought that him and her were going to get together, but they didn't because, you know, he's already married Emma Thompson.
Faithful guy.
Exactly, which was very nice. You know, we kind of teased the...
She was in Back to the Future 3. That's where I remember seeing her from.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
She's made quite a few things since then, but yeah, I'm glad you remember.
Back to the Future, only that matters.
Married to Ted Danson, you know. You remember this?
No, because I remember Whoopi being married to Ted Danson.
Oh, okay, all right.
Whoopi.
Yeah, it was an enjoyable film with a lot of quirkiness when we saw it. You know, there was a lot of people in the movie theater, maybe significantly older than we were, who were incredibly enjoying the film.
It was a great party.
Yeah, it was a great party. 65 and over. Yeah, go.
That being said, I enjoyed it. It was somewhat predictable. If you're a big fan of movies and you're a big fan of good writing, you can kind of predict what's happening, especially if you probably read the book, then you can definitely predict what's happening. I've never read the book, and I still felt like I knew what was coming.
Right.
The ending was still a little bit different than what I expected. I thought they would actually, you know, but they didn't, which you didn't see. It was me
like, don't
moving
give
my
too
hands.
Much spoiler
I can't give
here,
too much
yeah.
away.
They're He's just, like, ah! I was about to say, spoilers,
I thought
spoiler.
There was light at the end of the tunnel, and it did not come to be. But it was still a good movie, and I enjoyed it. I mean, I'm a big fan of both of them as actors, so it was fun to see. And it was cute, and it made me feel like I read a whole book, even though I didn't read it.
Well, very nice. I didn't read the book either. I was not quite as enamored as Anthony was, I guess.
I just like old guys.
Is that it?
Yeah.
He was feeling Nick, I'm just going to tell you.
The Nolte
was
is the man.
He was feeling Nick Nolte in this process. So, and as much as I love Emma Thompson, like I said, she wasn't on screen enough for me, so I rated it. Wait and catch it on Netflix or pay-per-view.
Yes.
Yes.
Pay-per-view?
Yeah.
I keep forgetting it's a real thing.
That is a real thing. I know.
I don't know why I pay pay-per-view. Netflix is so great.
Oh,
and there's Hulu.
I know.
But anyways, catch it, stream it, you know, bar it from your little cousin, whatever you want to do.
There you go.
I don't really recommend running to the theaters unless you're an avid Nick Nolte, Robert Redford fan.
Right, right.
If you,
let me just throw out there. This is part of the promise of what I rated the film. You're so used to seeing Robert Redford be this really vivacious man. And
stoic almost.
Yeah, there you go.
But not in this one. He's not simple at all. He's just quaint little just old Robert quaint, Redford. Yeah. You know, he's a writer.
Right.
You know, he's not like he's a retired lumberjack who spends his time.
That's Nick. No.
Twiddling my wood. I thought it was cute. I still wouldn't rush the theaters, but I thought it was cute.
Yeah, I'm right there with you. We'd love to tell everybody to head to the theater, but sadly,
look, if you sleep with your own handmade from the motion picture Sting bedspread,
yes.
Then yeah, go see the movie. If you don't have that, theater, yeah. I wouldn't worry about it. I don't think it's any sort of a rush.
Okay.
If you're the biggest 48 Hours fan in the world, then maybe you should rush. But if not, I wouldn't really worry about it. Catch the full review up on the website right now, matineechat.com. If you have any, opinions, discrepancies, Nick Nolte, supporter as well.
Yes.
Let us know on the podcast Twitter page at Matinee Chat on Twitter or on Facebook. Movies look forward to next week.
How about The Visit?
Is that M. Night Shyamalan?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, and The Perfect Guy.
All right, look forward to those in next week's episode. Maybe even some others. Maybe we'll just rent some sort of raunchy comedy.
Yeah, maybe we should.
Just have a popcorn night. Just get in our onesies and just...
Only if I get to wear my feted onesies, yeah?
Yeah, of course.
Okay.
Duh. All right. Catch these full reviews up on the matineechat.com website. If anything you want to say, let us know at matineechat on Twitter or Facebook or anything else we may or may not sign up for. Not Snapchat yet, but we're thinking about it.
We're thinking about it.
See you next week.
Yep. Have a great holiday weekend.
Bye.
Bye.